If you've ever struggled with trying to figure out what you should be doing while you're on this side of heaven, what's your calling, what business you should start, what you should be doing in your community, I have some good information for you today on this podcast. Make sure you're ready to take notes, and I'll see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from She Launches Podcast. We are in episode number 57, and we're talking about how to identify your calling. I am really, really excited. I hope I don't start preaching a whole sermonette on this particular episode, because this really came to me in some quiet time with the Father. And I was like, I wish sometimes I could be recording when God is downloading to me, like that exact moment, because then I start saying it in my head and I start speaking the episode in my head. And then it's like, that's the purity. That's it right there. So I'm going to have to get better at that, because that's the rawness of when God is downloading it and I'm feeling it and I'm putting it together. So I'm hoping that the essence of that I still have, which I do believe I do. But we're talking about how to identify your calling. And really, this is important regardless if you are launching a business, if you're launching a side hustle, if you're doing something that you just want to make some extra money, if you're doing anything in your church, if you're doing anything in your community, if you're doing anything for kids or single moms or dads or veterans, it doesn't matter, right? Because I believe that we all have an opportunity on this side of heaven to be able to do something that blesses the Father and leads people to Christ, right? And while this is about launching, right, it's about, in its purity, is about launching a business, but in its essence, in the spirit of it, it's about finding what you do well and being able to help others with it. If that is by way of a business, all praises to the Father. If that's by way of service, all praises to the Father, right? And so that's what I think we are, why I think this particular episode is necessary. Now, I know that there are a lot of people, a lot of you out there who ask yourselves often, what am I supposed to be doing, right? Like, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing in life? Is this what God has me doing, right? And sometimes we'll think about that, like, especially I think as we get older, we tend to think about that a lot more, right? You know, because before that, we're really just living, trying to do some things, trying to get to certain levels, you know, so we can have a comfortable life. If we have kids, take care of them, family, take care of them, you know, serve where we can. But we start thinking about this, and I have found that oftentimes when we are getting into wanting to do more service inside the confines of a church, for example, or even a community thing, we ask ourselves, like, what am I supposed to be doing? What am I good at? Like, I can do a lot of things, or I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what I'm really supposed to be good at. I also know that there's a lot of people who take assessments for that, right? There are a gazillion assessments out there. And some people want to know, like spiritually, what their calling is. In the description of this podcast, I'm going to put one that I know that I use and that my pastor has used, you know, one that is reputable, that will help you with that, with finding out. So that's in the description, and please decide to partake in that if you want to. It's a free assessment. It's not mine, but it's one that is on the market. I think if you are looking for those answers, it will be good for you. But there are a lot of times that we're really trying to think about, like, what am I supposed to be doing? And a lot of times what I think we're doing is we're looking outside of ourselves, right? I think that that's oftentimes one of the first places, which is why sometimes people lean on assessments. They lean on, well, let me see what, you know, someone has put together to say, you know, where my spiritual gifting is or where my calling is. And that's why we go to some of those things, but that's outside of the ourselves. And sometimes people are thinking that their calling is in line with what they're currently doing to make money, where their current job is, or maybe what your degree was in college, or what you've done all your life, right? You know, I've always cooked, so I think this is my calling, right? Or I've always done this, or I think this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's not to say that it is or isn't. What I'm saying is we oftentimes will look first to what we are doing, and sometimes what we are doing is just there to make money. That might set somebody free right there. We're there. This is like we ended up here. Maybe some of us, we plan for it. You know, there's people, no, I went to medical school. I plan to be a doctor, right? This is what I love. This is what I want to do. And some decided to do it because it was where they believed, like a job, you believed that was going to make you the most money. You didn't have to love it. You just like, this is, I love the money, right? I'm like, we're going to be 100. We're going to be honest. But you don't know if in that quest to make money in the way that you're doing it, you don't know if that's actually what God wants you to be doing. I'm not trying to tell anybody to quit their job. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about, right? I'm trying to help us to understand how to identify our calling, because I know these are some of the questions. And I think sometimes with that, I think we forget to see what we do intuitively, right? There is a difference with that. There's a difference between, well, let me say it like this. You can have been trained in an area, and now as a result of that training or that education, do things intuitively, right? Other times it might just be something that you just do as a person. So I was picking up my girl from the airport the other day, and she was talking about, you know, she was away at work, and she was talking about how she was supposed to be just observing, like helping these people transition from one building to another. And she said that her job was really to do that. But when she got there, she realized they needed help. So she just started helping. And while other people that are in her position will say, well, that's not my job, and I'll come back when y'all finish packing, she said that she just, you know, intuitively just started helping. She's just like, I just can't sit around and be a whole person and not just walk in and help regardless if it's my job. And then, you know, and I said to her, I do that too. I don't care where it is. I can walk in with the intent to say, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not saying nothing. I'm not helping. I'm a member. I'm an observer. I'm a customer. I'm a this. It doesn't even matter. But if somebody's in need and I am fully able and capable to help them, I literally jump in to do it. Yesterday, at the time of this recording, going to the grocery store, there was some water on the conveyor belt, right? And I told the checkout lady, and she grabbed some paper towel. I said, give it to me. She said, what? I said, I'll do it. just yesterday at the time of this recording. Like it, because I'm standing right here. It's going to take me 2 seconds to wipe it right there. I see it. You don't have to walk all the way around, wait till I'm like some people have that in them and some people don't. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying what I do, because I'm talking about those things that you tend to do intuitively, right? And sometimes we are doing stuff and we don't even recognize what we're doing. We haven't taken the time to sit down and really think about what we do. I'm encouraging you to sit down and write it out. I'm encouraging you to think about it, because here are a couple things that you can do. One is you can get quiet and look within. If we're talking about how to identify your calling, how to identify what God wants you to do, how do I even identify what you should be doing in business? Because sometimes it's like, I want to do something, but I don't know which way to go, right? Like, get quiet and look within. Don't always look outside of yourself. Think about what you love to do. I like to say it like this. If this were a perfect world and money was not an issue, time was not an issue, what would you want to do? Like dream, get those dreams that are deep within that you might have to dust off and remember and pull those out again, right? So get quiet. You might have to go into your prayer closet. You might have to do some meditation. You might have to seek God with it, but get quiet and start looking within, looking at what it is that I do, what it is that I love to do. What it is that I do intuitively. That's just what I do. And it doesn't. And here's the thing. The reason why you want to think about the things that you just do like that is because it doesn't bother you. It's just like, this is what I do. Like this is just what it is. Okay. So, because there can be a lot of information that's sitting right at your fingertips that you have no idea about. I remember I was talking the other day to one of my girls and I was talking about something I'm writing with my framework, my 0 to 1 framework. And she was like, when you get on with customers, you do this, and this. You sorting it out, you're doing this. And I was like, she said it really good. I said, oh, let me write that down, because I just do it. I don't see it that I did it that cleanly, but now that you've mentioned it, I see that I do that very cleanly, right? And I can talk about that because that is a service that I provided. It's some of the gifting that I have, right? That to be able to do that. So that's something important. Number two is being able to ask, as I just alluded to, ask those around you, right? Ask those other people around you, like, what do I do well? What are some things that I do well? Watch this. Ask yourself this as well. If you're going to ask others around you, figure out why everybody always come to you. Why do people always come to you? What do they always ask you to do? What do they always need you to do? What are they always leaning on you to do? And if they like, it's like help. Okay. Well, you're a helpmate. Okay. So how do you help? How do you help? And can I monetize that? Or can I use that for the kingdom? Or can I use that to teach others how to do it so that they can also be a support like that? Like, you have to think about it in those terms, right? So you have to be able to ask the people around you, right? And listen to them. What is it that I do well? If I was going to start a business, if you were to recommend me starting a business, what would you recommend? If you were to recommend me starting something in the community or in the church, or what would you see me doing, right? Ask people around you that you know, love, and trust. Those that'll be honest with you, not just your amen corner, right? Because your amen corner just say amen to everything you want to do, but those that you trust that have some intuition that can be able to support you in that area. And number three, think about it in terms of just what you absolutely love to do, right? Regardless of money, regardless of time, like, this is just what I love to do, right? And again, it's not necessarily what you get paid to do. It's not always in line, because I'm telling you, I did education. My doctorate and my two master's degrees are in education. Education and administration and all that type of stuff. So, and curriculum and all that type of stuff. But the truth of it is, while I can lead schools, while I can lead educational organizations, I love leading and training. I mean, in my deep part of my spirit, I love training, and I love motivating and helping people to become the better versions of themselves and to launch things. Like, I love it. I absolutely positively love it. And while in education, I was getting paid to run a school, what I was really honing in on was my leadership and my training, right? But let me actually give you a little bit of my story of my life. Like when I was thinking about this particular podcast, and I started thinking about, you know, looking back, I was looking back and was like, you know what? I grew up poor, grew up very, very poor. I didn't know we were poor until we were looking back, because it's just oftentimes when you grow up poor, it's just a way of life. Sometimes you know it, sometimes you don't, but we didn't really know it, or at least I didn't. And I was always interested when I was really young, as I was thinking back, always interested in how stuff worked. Like I remember, like I'm gonna date myself, but you know, when MacGyver was on TV, MacGyver could take, you know, a nail and some sticky tape and almost make a bomb with it, right? Like he wasn't destructive, but you know, he could make stuff, right, out of little stuff, right? So I was always taking stuff apart and putting it back together. Yes, I have parts laying there, you know, so I never put it back together, but I was always intrigued with how things worked. And I didn't realize at the time, but I like things to be perfect. I remember taking a garden hoe, and my mother had three girls. I'm the middle child syndrome is alive and well. And I was the boy she didn't have. So I was out there, you know, with the old school push lawnmower, old school. So I'm taking y'all way back. It's one where it had those blades on it and it was round, you know, it just cut like that and you pushed it forward and back. Right. That's what I did. And then I would take the garden hoe and I would go through and edge the lawn all the way around because I love the lines. Again, I didn't realize me being left-handed, right-brained, I like systems and lines and order and all that type of stuff, right? And on top of that, and on top of wanting things to be very good, like I wanted to make sure it was always great. I was always looking at things like that, looking at lines, looking at perfection, but I was also an athlete. And even as an athlete, I was an excellent athlete. And being an excellent athlete puts you in the forefront of leadership. It just does. Sometimes you don't necessarily want to be there. Sometimes you do. But when you are one among the best, there is an expectation of you to be, you know, to be in the forefront. And so I fell into that. And as a result of, you know, home life, athletics, school, all that type of stuff, wanted to be the best. I fell in love with school, and school actually saved my life. Actually, most people don't know I was homeless many times in college. Homeless. I could put everything I owned in the back of my Escort. And you guys remember Escort back in the day, right? 35 years ago, Escort, right? And I fell in love with school, but it changed my life. And I was thrust in a lot of respects into leadership. I even taught Sunday school for 4 years. And what I didn't realize at the time teaching Sunday school was I was learning leadership. I had the ones younger than me that really like 4 years younger all the way to the babies. So I was in high school. So if I was a freshman, I did from my freshman year to my senior year. The kids I had were 4 years younger than me all the way down to the babies. I remember there were times when I would have three different classes in with me. I had the ones that were like 4 years below me, and then I had the younger ones below them, the ones below them, and then sometimes they would bring me the little ones that just had crayons, and I had to manage it all. And I didn't realize at that time I was learning management, I was learning leadership, I was learning how to multitask, I was learning how to make sure everybody got what they need, which probably is what led me into school and education. But I had a responsibility, right? And I was being able to take care of those responsibilities, have the top grades, graduated summa cum laude, top athlete, scholarships, responsibility. I'm not telling you that to brag. I'm telling you how I can look back on my life. Hallelujah. I can look back on my life and see how this leadership thing, this teaching thing, this training thing got birthed in me. Regardless of if, you know, the direction I was taking in my life, regardless of that, and it lended itself to it, but I was able to look back and see that I was pushed in that, but I loved it. It wasn't a negative for me. Sometimes we are put in positions that we never wanted to do in the first place. Sometimes people have degrees and are doing jobs that they never wanted to do in the first place, but they're doing it because they have to do it. My Lord and my God, you're doing it because you have to do it, because you have responsibilities and you can't just walk away. This is why it is so vitally important for us to be able to think about how to identify our calling, minus what we have to do, minus what the responsibilities are, but what is in our heart to do. Because I believe while we are on this side of heaven, that God wants us to be able to do what we have been really birthed and called to do. I don't want to get to the end and not have done all the things that God wants me to do. I remember talking to my campus pastor, and he said, I am going to be empty by the time I leave here. I'm going to do it all. My Lord and my God. He said, I'm going to do it all. I'm leaving this earth empty. And I want to encourage you guys to leave this earth empty. You might have a similar story to me. You might want to break away from some of the things that you're a part of, and that's okay, right? But you've already been doing something. Don't be afraid to start and fail. That's another thing. We get so afraid to say, I don't know if I should do that because I don't know how that's going to turn out. I'll do it anyway. It's okay. It's okay to say I tried this. It's okay to try a whole bunch of things. There are so many people. Matter of fact, most people that didn't come for money, that tried something, had to try a whole bunch of things, had to do a whole bunch of things before they found the thing that they were supposed to do. Be encouraged with that. Failure is just information. We have to stop looking at failure as something negative and understand it as part of the journey. That might set somebody free right there. It is not negative. It is just part of the journey. And I want you guys to get on track with the journey and do what it is you have to do, because I believe that that's what's pleasing in God's sight. That's what's pleasing in God's sight. So I hope this podcast encouraged you to be able to take some time, go within yourself, see what it is that God wants you to do. And maybe you already know. Maybe you already know. And that's a good thing. And start putting plans in place to start taking those steps forward to doing what you're supposed to do, whether or not it's a business or not. Maybe it's just something you want to do as philanthropic, right? And that's okay. But I want us to be doing what God said and what God has placed us on this earth to do, identifying our calling. I am prayerful that there was something I said that can bless you, and that you can see what it is you need to see, and that you are not afraid to fail, because failure is just information of what not to do, right? And that's okay. That's okay. I want you guys to be blessed, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.